This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio review on the air. Charts for the week of November the 12th to the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen. Everybody give me a big round of applause. You ready?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Huge round of applause. There you go.
Come on.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Okay. Let's see who's on the team of conversationalists focused on the big issues, the stories of the week, the people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, as well as Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, a veteran of a conversational, components. He's a conversational component person.
Like a Lego.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Put them together.
Yes, he's responsible for the lineup at Radio America, the originating network of my program. So let's go through the stories. Number 10 this week: the death of Stan Lee. Thought that was pretty interesting. The way people thought it was Spike Lee instead of Stan Lee.
No. So
was
it?
They did, yeah. There was a newspaper in New Zealand.
That was you, Dougie. Come on.
No, it wasn't. There was a newspaper in New Zealand that had to retract an entire story because they told Stan Lee's life, but they said Spike Lee every time instead of Stan Lee.
I stayed at a hotel in Los Angeles last weekend, and Sunday morning I was downstairs having breakfast, and this guy came out of the kitchen, and he said, "Did you hear that Spike Lee died?" And everybody, "Whoa, what's this?" Yeah, so anyway. Number nine... What?
Unbelievable. Guy works his whole life, builds a universe of characters.
Yeah.
And confused with Spike Lee.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, number nine, Melania and her, the ousting of, isn't that, wouldn't you say that lady that got booted was ousted?
Yeah. She made a public statement to get her, out of the White House. Although she was just reassigned. She wasn't. Really? She wasn't fired.
Oh, she's not fired. Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know that.
But she was. Okay, number eight, the headquarters announcement by Amazon going to New York and Washington.
About 5 minutes from where I'm sitting.
Yep, right over on the other side.
Hello, traffic.
Well, Crystal City. I was trying to remember where there was a place big enough in Crystal City. I thought that was pretty much all covered ground at this point.
It is. Yeah, they will have to knock down and build new buildings or rebuild or refurbish existing buildings.
Yeah.
There is not 10 foot of space in Crystal City.
No, I didn't think there was either. Right.
You can't put a park bench in Crystal City.
No. And move around.
And they're renaming it.
Yeah, they are?
Yeah, they're going to call it National Landing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Because, when you come into National Airport,
you see it
when you're landing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty.
Do they get a heliport, too? Because the one in New York gets a heliport.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Crystal City's a good location.
Throw a stone. I mean, you can throw a rock over the river into D.C.
Right. And you also throw a rock over to the airport.
Yes, you can.
So that's why they call it Crystal City, Rich. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Wow. You're pretty smart.
All right. Let's see. Oh, and the New York side of it is pretty outrageous when it comes to, the taxpayers are going to get it in the chin no matter where this thing is built.
Stop with that.
What?
Stop with that. I love it when governments invest in business. Yes, you're going to put the $10 billion up, but over the course of the 20 or 30 years, you're going to make that tenfold.
Yeah.
It's just like with the stadiums.
New York, Rich is right. In New York, they're saying that it's not actually costing them a dime, and that for every dollar they invest, they get nine back.
Right. So Richie just said something, Victoria, that may be the reason for my attitude. When they use the money to build sports stadiums, that eats at me.
Come down to Chinatown in D.C. and look at the rejuvenated part of the city that used to be a crack-infested neighborhood with blown-out window buildings. It was
I think those are cool. They add character and color to the city.
Right.
Right.
A lot of danger. A sense of danger.
And that portion of the city is hugely popular and makes a lot of money.
Well, where they put the basketball, where the arena is, right? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Well, look what the Barclays Center did for Brooklyn. No one wanted to live in that part of Brooklyn, and that is so gentrified now, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That was courtesy of Ellen Ratner's family, her brother Bruce, and that bunch. We made a lot of money doing that, too, buying up old dusty buildings and building them back up again. God love them.
Billionaire slumlords.
Yep. Number seven on the list, the New York Times Facebook story. I don't know that I paid much attention to that this week. Facebook is always in the news because of, I think we had, didn't we have somebody
on
the program
this
week?
Is that the Facebook story that they hired, that Mark Zuckerberg said he didn't know that they had hired a Republican firm to smear George Soros? Is that the I think the New York Times uncovered that, and Mark Zuckerberg said he wasn't aware that they did that or something, something about George Soros.
There's always that on both sides, back and forth. Facebook has become, trying to maintain its place in society, because a lot of folks think Instagram is better to use as being a connective tissue, but Facebook is always now getting involved, lots of different things. They're selling, Facebook is for sale. Not the entity, but whatever's going on there. You can use Facebook any way you want to. They can say what they want about their policing this and watching that. It's too big, and there's too much money to be made by doing it the right way, frankly. All right, Michelle Obama's book, number six, she's all over the place doing interviews about that. I thought it was nice. She said something about her two daughters benefiting from the tutelage they got from the Bush sisters and from Chelsea Clinton. I think that's really pretty special, actually. I thought it was cool. House leadership battle in the Democratic. Did anybody decide? Is this anybody? Is Pelosi in or out? Is anybody? What's the scoop?
I don't know yet.
She thinks she's in.
Still.
Yeah.
She
if she does. She's claiming there's some letter that's floating around. Problem is, you had a lot of Democrats in Midwestern states that said, because Republicans were saying a vote for you is a vote for Nancy Pelosi, and many Democrats said, no, 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 I'm not going to vote for Nancy Pelosi. She's
24.
Not representing me. And so now those 24 Democrats, it's exactly who Nancy Pelosi needs to become Speaker of the House, and it's not clear whether these guys are going to renege on their promise to their voters and support Nancy Pelosi, or if they're going to take a stand against her.
So
she'll be speaker again. Come on.
Well, the funny thing is that Trump is really wants her to be speaker.
He wants her. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Republicans have even said their caucus will back her as speaker if she just agrees to the keeping the rules the same.
Because she is such a great Republican punching bag. I mean, she is. Remember the clowns you used to get as a kid, and they had the sand in the bottom, you punch them and come back up. For Republicans, right. That's Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
They love to just...
That's really too bad, because it would be really nice if they said, well, we can work with her, and that's why we want her. So that's really... That's horrible if that's the reason that they're endorsing her.
Well, I think Trump thinks that. I think the Republican base, she's the punching bag. But I think Trump thinks, I can get stuff done with her.
He knows Chuck and Nancy, right?
Right.
And the truth is that as much as I am not a fan of Nancy Pelosi and her policies, when you consider some of the other far, 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 far left, I can't believe I'm saying that she's seeming more moderate these days, but when you consider some of the new class that's going in there, Nancy might be the one to be able to deliver on the votes that it takes to do anything bipartisan. So I think you're right. I think Trump genuinely sees Chuck and Nancy as people he can work with, even though he's had very public confrontations with both of them.
They can get an infrastructure deal done. That's
sure.
The one thing they can absolutely
They should be able
done.
To do infrastructure and prison reform, which is what's already going to go through now. So, yeah, I think there's potential.
All right, more from the list, and then we'll go back through the people list and get into some of the nitty-gritty conversationally of what went on according to the surveys from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, their overview of the top stories, top people on News Talk Radio this week, the subject matter of the Talk Radio Review, 16 past the hour.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, the study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat-burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Did you know that millions of people prescribed opioid pills for surgery pain are at risk for addiction? I'm Colorado State Senator Nancy Todd and Board Chair of Women in Government. Many people keep taking prescription opioids long after recovery from surgery. Misusing opioids can lead to addiction and in some cases overdose or death. There are other pain management options that can be appropriate. Before surgery, ask your doctor about pain management options. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
There are two lists that come from talkers every week, the top stories and then the people that are being discussed. We're on the story list. The California wildfires making it into the top 10. The situation there affecting not just the state of California, but pretty much the whole country because of the smoke floating around in the jet stream. And then the numbers, Jennifer, they just keep going up and up and up and up. And I don't think there's a definitive number yet associated with those people who have lost their lives or how many homes have been destroyed because the fires are actually still burning, aren't they?
There are multiple fires in the state of California right now, but the two that have gotten the most attention are the Camp Fire and the Woolsey Fire. The Camp Fire is it's beyond anybody's imagination or it's beyond belief, really. The Camp Fire started over a week ago and has grown to have killed 63 people. It's burned over 138,000 acres, and it is still going. The containment is there. It's increasing, but this is a slow fight for firefighters. The story, though, aside from the 63 people who lost their life in this fire, is that there are 631 names on a list of people who are missing or not known to authorities. So this death count, the death toll is going to continue to rise in the Camp Fire.
So answer this. Of those people, 631, many of them don't even know they're on the list and are just haven't
That's
checked
true.
In. Who assembles this list and how do they get the people are like
it's people calling 911, I think.
It's people calling tip lines saying I can't find so-and-so.
Okay.
I heard a story about a guy who can't find his mother who has dementia, didn't know his phone number, and so she could very well be alive, but they can't connect.
Okay. So it's actual people reporting other people missing.
Yes. These are relatives that are doing that. They're using DNA and the National Guard to try to help to quickly identify the bodies that they are finding in these devastated neighborhoods, entire cities that are just wiped off the map. This past week, Governor Brown and Ryan Zinke from the Interior and Brock Long from FEMA toured the area. Ryan Zinke's from Montana. They get fires all the time. He said this is the worst devastation he's ever seen in Paradise. So a lot of talk will be about what caused this fire. Most likely it'll be the power lines from PG&E and also fire or city officials in that area decided not to evacuate people right away. That decision no doubt caused a lot of lost life, and so there will be an ongoing debate as to how to handle all of this. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is becoming more and more under control, and the weather has changed for the better. The winds have stopped. There's rain expected in the forecast in the next few days, and that will help firefighters put this one out completely. Three people died so far in the Woolsey Fire, and the devastation there is just under 100,000 acres, I think around 98,000 acres. So just two very destructive fires.
Causing
a lot of air quality issues.
About clearing brush, or are they still going to try?
It's environmentally protected.
That and the
that
wires, the frayed wires.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys.
Infrastructure,
they've got to have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So avoidable.
21 past the hour with the Jennifer, Victoria, Rich, and Doug on the Talk Radio Review.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now the talk radio roundup continues with Rich Victoria Doug and a focus on the migrant caravan and immigration issues in general. Number four this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the buses of these people, the caravan going through up from Central America into Central Texas. Actually, there are a few of these buses that reached the U.S. border near Tijuana this week. The gymnasium there in the high school been converted to a shelter. Migrants are dealing with the reality of being on the Mexican side of the border, looking over into America and not being able to go there. And I hope that they are not able to go there unless they can prove that people like that we give asylum to have to prove that there is a danger for them. And I'm betting a lot of these people can prove that back at home, but it's going to be hard. I mean, they can claim it, and it probably is legitimate, but how do they prove it? The inspectors at the main crossing into San Diego processed about 100 asylum claims this past week. How long is it going to take? Weeks, maybe months, to process all these people in this caravan? He came up from Honduras.
So you do your paperwork and then you just hang out at the border? Is that what happens?
On the Mexican side, yeah.
Yeah.
And upscale Tijuanans, I didn't know there was such a thing, are really kind of fighting back against these people saying, we don't want you here. There was a protest.
They're making a mess out of them.
Yeah.
It was a mess there.
So the people in Tijuana do not want them there. One of the interesting things I heard this week is that apparently, because of Trump saying we are going to get rid of people who are the parents of the Dreamers and you're going to be deported, that Canada is seeing a rise of people coming in over the border there legally and illegally asking for asylum in Canada from the United States.
Really?
And these are a lot of times U.S. citizens. So people who have come here, gotten their citizenship, are afraid they're going to lose their citizenship, so they're going to Canada now because Trudeau said, yeah, come here, we'll let you in. So
well, as you think about it, if you don't know where you're going to be sent back to, and if you know you don't want to be sent back to wherever you came from, then it makes sense. And Canada's a lovely place. So
I know my wife.
As long as you're not more than 100 miles above the border,
right?
You keep going.
I mean, in Vancouver, it's nice.
Yeah, Vancouver's very nice.
But I know
Toronto,
my wife's nieces and cousins and stuff like that. Several of them have gone to Canada. because it's just easier. They said they tried to get in, you know, a citizen or a green card or a visa into the States, and they can only get a short term thing, and then they have to leave. But then they try Canada, and you know, hey, welcome to Canada.
80% of the people who live in Canada live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. That's where all the industry is. That's where all the work is. And then to kind of backflow into what's going on in Tijuana. There are a lot of big factories in Tijuana where workers come across the border from America to work in these plants. And apparently they're not getting as many workers because of the unemployment realities in America. More people have jobs, so there are fewer coming over to Mexico. They pay a lot less, but at least they're jobs. So apparently several thousand of these Haitian migrants who have been turned away at the border have found jobs there. This is the first wave. The Haitians were the first one before these people came up from Honduras. And there are 2,000 or 3,000 Haitians that are working in these factories there.
Haitians?
Say what, Rich?
Haitians?
Haitians, yeah.
I'm confused.
Haitians.
As in, like, from Haiti?
As in from
I'm confused.
Haiti. No,
this
not
is,
Haitians.
No, I just said that I was comparing them to the Hondurans who are there now.
Yeah,
but
Hondurans,
the Haitians did the same kind of. People forget after the earthquake and whatever happened to
the migrants.
Haiti.
He's talking about
I'm,
earlier.
Okay. I got confused.
Right.
It sounded like Haitians got jobs in Tijuana. That's what it, that's
they
what
did.
It sounded like.
But they got them a couple of years ago when they tried the same stunt that the Hondurans are doing, and they couldn't get across the border into America, so they stayed, and now they're working in these factories in Tijuana.
Got it.
Did that,
okay.
Did I make it clear? Is that okay?
That's, yeah, got it.
Follow
Sorry.
Me.
It's 28 past the hour.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Look, I hate to do it, but I will do it. I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
President Trump sits down for a wide-ranging interview with Fox News host Chris Wallace on his program Fox News Sunday. President Trump asked to give himself a grade.
I think I'm doing a great job.
The other news out of this interview, the president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet as he looks toward the next 2 years of his administration. The topic discussed as word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out, along with the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
Trump says Kelly could be leaving soon.
There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Overwhelmed by some of the conversational priorities on your favorite news talk radio station, but your favorite host, the polling that's I guess research is probably a better way of putting it. Research done into what's going on the stations that carry news talk as a format. That's really the fodder from which the list is developed by Talkers Magazine every week, surveying the stations, the hosts, items, topicality. So as we continue to review, Victoria Keeman from the DJV program, Rich McFadden from Radio America, I'm Doug Steffen. Number two, the recounts, voter fraud allegations, Florida, an embarrassment, an outrage. I started voting in Florida in the 1960s. I think when my folks first bought a place down there, my mother was ill, and so my father bought a place, and I decided I wanted to register to vote in Florida, and did. And I remember working on the radio in Florida in the 1980s. And there were the same kinds of issues going on then as there are now. And the same people are in charge now who were in charge then. It's the same old story. And Palm Beach County, Broward County, the two worst offenders, And it's like a dry run for the big elections, the nonsense that goes on, and then you couple that with Georgia and the crookedness of that election, and you wonder why people are askance, look askance at the results. They don't trust, you know, recounts. All of this. I said earlier, Richie, Victoria took exception to this, but I feel that there are way too many people voting without good reason. So if there is a good reason that you can't vote on election day,
ballot. Yeah.
Then go ahead and allow people to vote absentee. But just to vote for convenience, they don't. What are they doing with all these votes? They don't. They can't account for thousands of votes in Florida. Thousands.
It's unbelievable.
Of them.
Victoria and I were having a conversation during the break, just as we knew we were going to talk about this. And one of the things we were talking about is why Florida is so corrupt. And one of the things that I had conversations with earlier in the week and we were just discussing was the fact that most Floridians come from New York and New Jersey. So it's just kind of like
the birthplace of corruption.
This is how it's done, right?
Right.
And that's how it's done in Florida now, is the way it was done in New York and New Jersey in the old days.
People come from Chicago, they inhabit the west side of Texas, of Florida.
There you go. Yeah. So that's why Florida is so...
Okay, well, we solved it.
Is it their inability to count votes, or is it just they have corruption because New York, New Jersey, and Chicago have basically taken over the state's
And the election. Law enforcement in Florida leaves a lot to be desired. They're not real sophisticated. The people that I encountered in law enforcement when I was working in Palm Beach County and have been there for as many years, they're awful. Just awful.
Careful.
Yeah. What?
We have lots of friends in Florida. You don't want to.
I have lots of friends in Florida too, but they're more the state highway patrol, the sheriff, all over the place. They walk all. They just fumble and bumble and stumble and make a mess out of stuff because there's too many of them. What's that?
Buford T. Justice.
Yeah, right.
He means
right.
More like Boss Hogg. Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
The chief and the captain. The two of them, anyway. So. Yeah. Number one, this week, perhaps the most interesting, I don't know whether I think this is the most interesting, but I do think it has an interesting twist to it. The fact that this guy, Acosta, got booted from the White House, and now CNN is suing the president or the administration or whoever the hell they're suing. Trump says, I can kick you all out if I want to. There's nothing that says we have to have a press room. There's nothing that says we have to let you into the White House, which I thought was an interesting.
And he's right.
Well, the most interesting part of that is Fox News has sided with CNN.
Sided. Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting.
They're in a trick box. They kind of have to.
Why?
Why?
Well, they don't really have to, because if Trump just had Fox News in his White House press briefing, he'd be happy.
Yeah,
he'd be stoked if that was the case.
They kind of have to protect their own. Let's say Joe Biden becomes president in 2020.
Yeah.
They don't want to be on the receiving end of that. They want to be able to kind of protect themselves.
Well, it was interesting this week, I thought it was, anyway, as I was nosing around, looking at the differences in the culture at Fox. Of course, there are a lot of people who are anti-Fox that want to tear that stuff apart, taking a shot at Hannity because he was held in check when Roger Ailes was alive, and now he's not. They can't control him, and they don't like it. He's too busy trying to jump on the president's bandstand. Some of the people that work at Fox are just jealous, frankly. There's a bit of that going on. But I also think it's interesting to understand the culture of the Murdochs, because Rupert Murdoch, who's still pretty much in charge at 88 or 89, and his son Lachlan, who is running at the division that has the Fox News assets, they kind of are okay. They were happy when Ailes was there because Ailes did exactly what Rupert wanted him to do, and that was not let anybody stray from the message. There's a documentary coming out next week, I think it is, Roger Ailes, and the people who have been putting it together and some of the participants have been all over the place talking about Roger Ailes and what a bad guy he was and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, I don't think there was anybody who knew him who thought he was a good guy. But the way he dominated and he shows reporters. You know, Richie used to take me. I remember when we talked about the blonde bimbos that were on Fox, and I think once in a while you take exception with me categorizing them that way, but that's basically what this documentary showed. One of the few Gretchen Carlson wasn't, but
right.
There were plenty of them that were there for TNA purposes only, and that's part of what comes out in this documentary. Plus the other stuff.
I would say all news anchors, to some extent, it's a pretty people club.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, maybe, girls, whatever. I mean, they're not putting ugly people up there that are really, really smart. They're putting pretty people up there that can read
unless
the teleprompter.
Unless it was, okay, so I'll back up a little bit here. When Roger Ailes, there are two people who come in to focus here.
That's why we're on radio, by the way.
Documentary. Yeah, I know.
Hey!
Speak for yourself. Well, I mean, yeah.
Victoria exception.
Ailes chose Combs, Alan Combs, because he was unattractive.
Right.
And here is a liberal, the same reason he chose Ellen Ratner.
Let's put the cross-eyed liberal up there. Right, and Ellen Ratner, yeah.
And Ellen Ratner, who was...
She's nothing to look at.
Unattractive and...
and she'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, but, you know, she was happy to be on Fox. I don't, is she still on Fox? I don't even know if she is or she isn't.
I don't think she is, no.
I don't think she is either. Anyway... So the point here being with the suit against the White House, whether they win or they don't win, I don't know what the merit here is because there's nothing in the law, nothing in the Constitution, nothing anywhere that requires a White House press room or a White House press corps. So
correct.
What's the basis for the suit?
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, okay, so
freedom of
so
the
what?
Press, is, you know. That's
freedom of the press,
right.
Fine. So they go outside.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me if Trump cleaned the place out and didn't have a press corps. That wouldn't shock me a bit if he pulled that stunt. Because that's what he does.
That's what he's about. He doesn't want anything negative, so,
yeah.
You know.
Well, he's got plenty of negative.
He doesn't want it in front of him, though.
That. Well, I don't know.
He doesn't.
I'm not into his
he doesn't. Head. Watch any one of his briefings. He just, that's, you know, that's, he is not someone who wants to engage in any kind of debate. He doesn't want, he doesn't like any of the questions that are negative. It's pretty obvious. Any president who wants to get rid of the press corps. No, you can see his body language is so uncomfortable when he has a question that he doesn't like.
Yeah, but
so obvious.
I think he loves the controversy. I think he loves being able to tell people to shut up and sit down.
He likes being a dictator.
Yeah. Oh, loves it. Well, Jim's going to be doing his press things from across the street. Jim, across the street,
right.
Buddy.
Yeah, across the street. All right, so that's the rundown there. 44 past the hour. Let me give you the rundown on getting a good night's rest. If you toss and you turn every night. I think we had a discussion earlier, didn't we, about men go to sleep easier and better, Richie, than women. Women complain that men go to jump into bed and go right to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and women stay awake for a long, 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 long time. Well, if that's your problem, then there are more women that ought to be buying my pillows because that'll help you get to sleep, get a good night's rest. Victoria, you've got your my pillows, and Richie, I think you got some my pillows too.
I have four of them on my bed.
Four of them. All right, there
they're
you
like
go.
Alibaba with all my pillows.
And Richie doesn't have any problem. He doesn't have any sleepless nights at all, Victoria. He jumps right into bed and gonzo. So if you would like to have something better, or maybe you're thinking this would be a good Christmas present, actually, everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com, you can get a great deal on right now, starting with any pillow that's at MyPillow.com. Any one of them. Go in there, look around. You can buy any single pillow at the regular price, and you get another one free. So that's where you start. And then the mattresses, mattress tops, the sheets, all of the things that go with having a good night's rest are all there, and you get a good special deal by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest, you better check out all the things that are here. The old flat, worn-out pillows, chuck those puppies, and let MyPillow change the way you go to sleep and stay asleep. Join all of us who have the MyPillows and like them, love them, try them. If you don't like them in 60 days, you send them back. That's a pretty good deal. Get right down to it. MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV for the elegant pillows, for the regular pillows, all of them. Buy one at the regular price. Get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the code DJV.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
We're heading into the holidays, and if you've got that impossible person to buy for, check out Sony's XB40 portable Bluetooth speaker. Incredible sound that you can take anywhere, and Sony has included a ton of great features. Carl Warminiak is from Sony.
It's got up to 24 hours of battery life. It's water resistant, so you don't have to worry about if you get stuck in the rain or you leave it outside. But also there's the connection of multiple speakers.
And you can use it as a power source.
So one of the cool features about the XB series of speakers is that they have a USB port on the back of them. And what's great about this, and I use this all the time, is when my phone is dying, for example, if my camera is dying when I'm traveling, I can use this actually as a battery backup.
How cool is that? More on the XB40 wireless speaker from Sony is at Sony.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, let's get to the people. This is for giggles. The top 10 people, many of these names are connected with stories that we've already talked about. Stan Lee is at number 10. Number 9, Jeff Bezos. Number 8, Melania Trump. Number 7, Michelle Obama. Mark Zuckerberg is 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson tied for number 3. Jim Acosta is 2 and Donald Trump is 1. I guess special mention goes to Michael Avenatti, who got himself arrested this week. He's a piece of work, man. I don't know whether I want to think it's an insult to Gloria Allred if I call him the male counterpart to Gloria.
She's obviously much better at it.
Yeah, yeah, right. She's better at all of it. I'm betting that she's a better lawyer than he is. She's much better at knowing how to finesse the news media. This guy's just a big lug. And so he makes for an interesting conversation. Has he any other value than that? It's just he's the kind of guy that's easy not to like. I guess you can pull that around, but are there lots of people around like him? I don't know. There are a lot of people around like him, but there certainly are others who know how. I think of Chuck Schumer. Every time Chuck Schumer's never seen a camera or a microphone he didn't want to grab. It's kind of like, I'm trying to remember. I think, Richie, it was you and I having a conversation about somebody who is a press hound. It may have been Schumer. And the conversation sort of followed the track of, don't get in the way, if you don't want to get hurt, don't get in the way of Schumer when there's a camera.
Right, or a camera. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there are a lot of politicians who are like, a lot of people who just need that attention. They didn't get breastfed as children, whatever the reason for it.
Well, not only that, it's their main focus and main job is to raise money. And if you see a TV camera, that helps you get exposure to help you raise money. That's their main job.
More clients.
It's not running our country, it's to raise money so they can get elected again.
10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bring some sunshine into your life now. At 53 past the hour, it's time for us to overview the top 5 songs. Of course it is. The top 5 items this week from technology. The top 5 songs come along later on. From number 5 to number 1, Victoria Keelan has the list of technology hotspots this week, starting with a connection between Amazon and Apple, Victoria.
Yep, just in time for the holiday shopping season, Amazon has made a deal with Apple that will see iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches sold directly on Amazon for the first time. Now, you may say, well, wait a second, I've bought Apple products before on Amazon. That is true, but you weren't able to buy them directly from Apple, which means the prices were usually all over the place because they came from third-party sellers, and often, on Amazon, you bought a lot of counterfeit stuff from China. So,
I'm shocked. To hear that. Wow.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that. And so they think, oh, wow, this looks like a really good deal on Amazon, and it's not an authorized Apple dealer, and lots of problems came from that, lots of counterfeit stuff. There were major lawsuits against China from Apple for counterfeiting a lot of their trademarked products and things like that. So now when you do see official Apple products on Amazon, it is legit, and starting pretty much right around now, maybe next week, it will be rolling out officially all throughout Amazon around the world. And the only thing that you will not be able to buy on Amazon, which makes sense, is Apple's HomePod, which has Siri, and that's like their biggest competition, is the Amazon Echo. So the HomePod will not be on Amazon. You will still have to buy that from an Apple store or on Apple.com. But everything else will be on Amazon.
All right. Number four this week. This is, I suppose, sort of a calming story if you're a gamer. Yeah, no, yes, yes, no.
Usually technology and calming and anxiety don't go together.
Yeah,
but
right.
This story absolutely does. A new study has found that playing Tetris, which is the classic game of, it's basically a moving puzzle, they found that playing Tetris actually can calm anxiety. And so for the study, they had three different groups of people, and they were all told that they were about to be judged on their appearance while they were having to play Tetris. So the classic Tetris players, one group had to play Tetris, another group had to play a different game. So the classic Tetris, turns out, it relieved feelings of anxiety, it got people's brains into a state of flow, and so that had higher levels of positive emotions and lower levels of negative emotions. So they're thinking now that certain video games that are like Tetris, that use that part of your brain where you're solving a puzzle, that actually may be good for kids, and this is essentially where this is going to head, this research. So it will go in the direction of helping calm anxiety for kids, probably while they're in school.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Volkswagen and Apple as a couple.
Yep, Volkswagen has decided to deepen its relationship with Apple with the new VW CarNet app. So now if you are an iOS user and you have a new VW, you can use Siri to lock and unlock your car. You can check your estimate mileage with fuel or how much electric charge you have left in your car, depending on which model. You can also enable alarms. You can start the car if it's a little chilly out, which it's getting to be pretty much everywhere in the country now. And so you can have your heat on. You can heat your seats. You can have your defroster on. So that way, as soon as you get in the car, you're ready to go. So it's sort of like a remote starter, but with more bells and whistles.
More bells and whistles. Here's the best way, number two, to retrieve your lost phone. All right, Kara, let's get to work on...
Did you ever do this yet? Did you make it through
we're still working on it.
Well, so, a new study by cell phone insurance carrier called Assurian has revealed that one trick actually can triple your chances of getting your phone back if you lose it, and it's a pretty simple change. Assurian says by adding the text, if found, call this number, and then whatever your backup number is to a friend, spouse, family member, if you add it to your lock screen, you greatly increase the chances of getting your phone back. And how they tested this was they intentionally lost 10 phones in malls, coffee shops, and restaurants around New York City, 5 with the text on the lock screen, 5 without. Within minutes, they were getting calls from the backup phone numbers of the people who found the phones that had this message on the lock screen, and the other phones that were lost went straight to voicemail. And they never found them. So that's a pretty good indication that if you have this little message that is on your lock screen when people can't get into your phone, but it's on your wallpaper, you'll get your phone back.
Aha. Number one, where is Amazon going?
Yep, this was the biggest story of the week. Amazon chose New York City and Arlington, Virginia to split their HQ2. This will be a $5 billion investment, and about 25 to 40,000 jobs will be created. So
that serves for the taxpayers. You're going to help out a lot,
yeah.
Especially in New York.
Yep.
59 past the hour. Those are the top five tech stories of the week.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.